Here's another Star 105.7 podcast from the Tommy and Brooke Morning Show.
So an interesting weekend from our fashionista Andy Page. She had to be an inventor. And this invention she's giving to you is this week's fashion tip. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning. Well, I think that's very generous to call me an inventor. Let me just tell you, I didn't invent cosmetic removing cosmetic removal wipes. I actually love the fact that these, came into the market about 10 years ago, because cosmetic removal wipes are so great. They kind of take the burden, if you will, out of taking your makeup off every night. I actually keep cosmetic removal wipes and my astringent and all of my skincare right next to my bed in my bedside table, so that I never have to go to bed without taking off my makeup, which is like a big sin for all women. It really ages you, and it's not good for your skin.
That's smart.
Yeah, it's great. And I know that, everybody loves them. It's a wonderful invention. However, my favorite ones are like $7 a pack, and I go through a pack about every 2 weeks.
Wow.
So if you add that up, that's a lot of money a year. It's almost $200 a year.
Sure.
So this past weekend was a recital. I don't know about, you there in Michigan, but, in New York, this is recital time, and all little girls everywhere are in recitals, and I have 3 bonus kids, and we did 4 performances over the weekend, and they needed cosmetic removal wipes. So, because it's so hard to get their makeup off. When they're little, they squint so hard, you just can't get it off. So I said, there's got to be a better way. So here's what I did, and I want your listeners to try this at home, because it's absolutely fantastic.
Okay.
So in an old yogurt tub, a big one, a big yogurt tub, I cut a roll of paper towels in half so that it fit into the yogurt tub, I then boiled 2 cups of water. I added 2 big dollops of baby shampoo and 2 tablespoons of baby oil. Okay, and I stirred that up. Now, you could use coconut oil if you want to. I highly suggest that you use baby shampoo, because that actually is a great way to get off makeup. So I stirred that up. I let it cool, and then I poured the water into the tub with the towels in it, the paper towels.
Okay.
In about 5 minutes, you take out that center cardboard. It comes right out. It releases. Then from the center, you start pulling the towels up. I cut an X into the lid of the yogurt container, put the yogurt container on, and then boom, those towels come right out. And that's how I got all their makeup off after every show.
That's unbelievable that you figured that out.
Well, and I have to tell you, it was great. The thing for them that they loved, and I think this might be true for everyone, is that it smelled like a baby product, so that they were at ease. So they knew it wasn't going to sting, because that's the biggest thing. Getting mascara and all of that off, the kids think, oh, it's going to sting. Soap in my eye usually stings, but this doesn't, because you're using baby products. It was absolutely fantastic. And again, they loved it because it smelled familiar to them. So I highly recommend it.
Okay. This is great. I love it.
I'm so glad that you like it. And for more tips like this, I want you to go to my website, sensestyle.com. Of course, follow me on Pinterest, because having the visual of how it's all laid out is much easier to understand. And I'm always pinning interesting things. But please pick up my book, Style on a Shoestring.
Tommy and Brooke in the morning. 105.7.